City Clerk Sheila Mean to call a roll.
Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Ruffin?
Here.
Mr. Trapp? Mr. Scala?
Here.
Mr. Thomas? Ms. Nauzer?
Here.
Ms. Peters?
Good evening. I ask you to indulge me for just a few minutes while I make some comments. 6 years have been a fascinating and rewarding ride for Suzanne and me. I thank Suzanne for all of her patience and her counsel in helping me through the ups and downs of two terms in office. I thank Columbia citizens for showing confidence in me through two mayoral elections. I thank City Clerk Sheila Mean, whose diligence keeps the City Council organized. I think she's the hardest working employee in the city. I thank former City Manager Bill Watkins, who patiently eased me through my first months in office. I want to take an opportunity to thank Columbia's understaffed and brave public safety officers. Thank you, firefighters, for rushing into danger so that the rest of us can escape that danger. The darkest day in my 6 years in office was that February day when we lost Lieutenant Bruce Britt as he answered the call of duty. I'll never forget Lieutenant Britt. Thank you, men and women of Columbia Police Department. Thanks to your efforts, violent crime in Columbia reached a 30-year low in 2015. In 2015, we had a spike in assaults, and the violent crime rate backed up to the 31-year average. However, total crime, measured by property plus violent crime, total crime is at an all-time low in Columbia. It's a 31-year low since the FBI has been measuring uniform crime reports. Now, crime will always be too high, and we know that public safety staffing is too low. But to Columbia's police officers, I say great work. I want to especially thank Mike Mathis, Fifth Ward Councilperson Laura Nows, and I are the two holdovers from a council that unanimously hired Mr. Mathis after a nationwide search. Laura, I think we did a pretty good job.
I think so.
I think we did a pretty good job. Mike Mathis is on the national radar in the city manager world. He's turned down higher-paying jobs. He will have other offers. I hope the next council will be able to retain him for a long period of time. I want to recall some of the successes of the last 6 years. You know, when you read the blogosphere, or you read anonymous postings in the media, or you listen to public comments, you can conclude that many, if not most, people are dissatisfied with Columbia City government. I suppose government at all levels seems easy to dislike in this present polarized, divisive environment. But I am proud that I leave office with 81% of Columbia citizens satisfied with municipal services. That's 81%. I credit that citizen satisfaction to the hard work of Columbia's 1,400 city employees. I'm pleased that Columbia citizens showed enough confidence in this city council and in city administrators to approve several ballot issues. I'm proud that we successfully provided $35 million for parks through two ballots. I'm proud that we funded over $120 million in new infrastructure improvements through a series of ballot proposals, sewer, stormwater, electric. That's over $120 million in infrastructure improvements. I'm proud of a series of innovative initiatives that we've had also. In 2000, Columbia's commercial air service was in decline. Columbia was served by an airline that frankly didn't take our calls. The airline was cutting back commercial service to Columbia. We put together a comprehensive, rigorous, and detailed analysis of passenger demand in mid-Missouri. We put $3 million of public and private money at risk and a revenue guarantee to American Airlines. Just a footnote, so did Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Beaumont, Texas. They plow through all of their reserves within 6 months and no longer have service. I cannot imagine what the political outcome in Columbia would have been had our initiative suffered the same fate. But our analysis was right on, and our initiative was successful. And now we have multiple commercial flights to the second and fourth busiest airports in the United States. The planes are full. I expect growing passenger demand that will yield more commercial flights to more destinations in really the near future. I'm proud of our initiative to repair Columbia's deteriorating pension deficits. Shortly after taking office, I led an initiative to repair the substantial deficits to firefighter and police officer retirement funds. Similar to many states and other cities, Columbia administrators and city councils had simply made promises to city workers that we were not keeping. Our police and firefighter pension assets were only 50% of the funds necessary to keep the promise that we had made. I'm proud that we brought together six private sector financial experts and three city employee representatives to hammer out pension reform. My charge to that pension reform task force was simple. Columbia had a $100 million math problem. Solve the math. The reforms from this task force were unique, historic. We achieved changes that have not been achieved elsewhere. We see that Columbia's police and firefighter pension funds have increased from 50% to 59% in just 4 years. A trajectory is in place to stop the financial drain and the city service reductions these pension deficits create. City employee retirement is now secure. I hope every city council member understands unfunded accrued actuarial liability, how to measure it, and its impact on draining city resources and city services. I'm proud of Columbia's economic expansion. Working with the private sector, Mizzou, Ready, Chamber of Commerce, we recruited many jobs to Columbia. We've seen Columbia's unemployment rate fall to the eighth lowest in the United States. I look back with great satisfaction on my role in the recruitment of companies such as IBM, Nanova, Biopharma, Beyond Meat, Northwest Radioisotopes, the retention of Kraft Foods, the expansion of American Air Products, and the expansion of 3M. I relish the scores of ribbon cuttings as small businesses opened throughout the city. I'm most proud that Columbia was ranked number one in the United States, number one for job creation and economic growth for cities under 200,000. I consider that a major achievement for this town. I'm proud that despite shrinking tax revenues as measured in per capita inflation-adjusted dollars, City of Columbia ran budget surpluses. During a brainstorming session, Mike Mathis and I initiated what we call incentive-based budgeting. It's lower government expense. We use those one-time surpluses to fund needs such as roads, community policing, Blind Boone Home, Maplewood Home, pension deficits, homeless veterans, and the Cradle to Career Alliance. Incentive-based budgeting, elegant in its simplicity, is gaining national attention and is a feather in Mike Mathis' hat. Tonight, I pass the gavel knowing that Columbia continues to be recognized as a top city in so many different categories. I'm always delighted, as you are, to see this wonderful town acknowledged in list after list of top places to live. That's why I'm proud to live here. Finally, to Mayor Treese and council members, I respect each of you for your commitment and service to Columbia. I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
I ask the Mayor McDavid and Mr. Mathis to please join me at the podium. Thank you for joining me. I have to say, Mr. McDavid, that I certainly do appreciate and have had the privilege of working with you over these past years. So I wish you well in your retirement, and don't be like me and retire and come back in two more years.
So
it is with my honor and privilege that I would like to present this resolution of appreciation to Robert McDavid, Mayor. And I'll go ahead and read this for you in the audience. It says, whereas Robert McDavid was elected mayor of the city of Columbia, Missouri on April 6, 2010. And whereas Mr. McDavid was duly elected the mayor of the city of Columbia on April 2, 2013. And whereas he has ably represented the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office. And whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions. And whereas Mr. McDavid did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2016. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. McDavid for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia, Missouri, a viable city. We wish Mr. McDavid the best in the future. Witness whereof, we have hereunto set our hands and caused to be affixed the seal of the City of Columbia this 18th day of April 2016, signed by all fellow council members. Things here. It is always customary to give a plaque to the outgoing council people. And so this is presented by the City Council and staff of the City of Columbia, Missouri, on behalf of the citizens of Columbia, to Robert McDavid in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council from April 2010 to April of 2016. Presented to you on this day. Thank you. And then last but not least, in recognition of your 6 years of service, the City of Columbia is pleased to present the gift of a living memorial to Robert McDavid, the mayor of the City of Columbia, from April 2010 to April 2016, where a heritage tree will be planted and maintained in the Columbia Park of your choice to honor your years of service. Thank you again for all you've done for our community.
So I'm going to take a point of privilege. The staff also likes to give gifts to departing council members. And so we thought a long time about, you know, what should we give Mayor McDavid to really reflect the 6 years of effort that he has made. And so I'll have a couple things here and just share a story. When we worked so hard to get that air service to really return to Columbia, we ended up, through a lot of hard work, in the boardroom of American Eagle. And the mayor did a phenomenal job, I can share with you. He did a ton of research. He knew everyone in the room before we walked in the room and did a great job connecting with them, telling our story. Now put yourself in that room. They serve a lot of cities bigger than we are. And somehow we got a meeting and we were able to tell our story. So that I'll never forget. I learned something from Bob on that event. And so we have a couple things. This we thought was just a little thing that you can put on the wall. It says, to commemorate your dedication to the success of Columbia Regional Airport, with gratitude, City of Columbia staff. We did not take that off the last Delta flight. Now, many of you know the mayor is a huge fan of charts. I've joked that he's the best analyst on staff. So we made a chart, which is the emplanement numbers for Columbia Regional Airport and the mayor's tenure. So we know this might go on the wall. I don't know.
I'd like to invite my councilman, Carl Scala. And Carl, let's make sure the snow's taken care of in front of my house next winter, because I'll be calling you. But invite Mr. Scala to come and swear the oath of office.
I, Carl Scala,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of third ward council member
for the city of Columbia, Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States.
Laws of the United States.
And of the state of Missouri.
And of the state of Missouri.
And the charter.
Charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Columbia.
Of the city of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
Duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
I'll invite 6th Ward Councilman Clyde, 1st Ward Councilman Clyde Ruffin to come up. And it's an honor for me to introduce Mayor-elect Brian Treese.
I, Brian Treese,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of mayor
for the city of Columbia, Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the charter
of the city of Columbia
that I will support
the Constitution and laws
of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter
and ordinances
of the city of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office
so help me God.
Mayor Treese, the first presentation I have for you is your commission.
Thank you.
Of office. The second presentation I have was a presentation given to me by Darwin Hyman. It is your gavel.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor McDavid, Councilman Ruffin, Pro Tem Laura Nowser. Mr. Scala, would you like to address this group and introduce any special guests you may have?
Sure.
Well, I've been here a while, as you all know. This is my third term, and I guess the thank yous are the first things that I need to do. My most heartfelt thank you is to my wife, also my campaign manager. I was kind of rough on my wife as a campaign manager. I really don't have any prepared remarks. I thought it was probably more appropriate for my position not to prepare remarks. But my wife went through a lot in this campaign. We always do. Any campaign manager does, but I'm probably tougher on her than I am on lots of folks. I can't imagine doing this without that kind of support. And then there are the voters and the citizens and all of those folks that had lots of faith in my positions, whether they were controversial or not. I guess Hank Waters suggested I was the most controversial council member. I don't know what that means exactly. Maybe he doesn't agree with some of the positions I took. I don't know. But there's lots of thank yous to go out, certainly, to all of the folks that helped in the campaign, all of the volunteers, countless volunteers, probably 3,000 doors I knocked on. Just a side note, given the tenor of the times, for example, I was in a pretty rough area of town, Boyd Lane. I walked up, I think I mentioned this before at one of the council meetings, I walked up to a man in his garage, and he was a little startled, and we struck up a conversation, and we talked about police and fire and roads and all the rest of it, and we had a very cordial conversation. His wife came out, joined the conversation, so on. He took a yard sign, he put it in his yard, and before I left, he said, "You ought to know this, by the way, in this neighborhood. When you came up and I was a little bit startled, I had my hand on my gun." And I was thinking, how much do I get paid for this job? But nonetheless, we that's where we are in this community. I mean, to his credit, Bob McDavid, I've known him for Dr. McDavid for many, many, many years. He delivered two of my kids. He was on vacation for the middle one, and his partner wasn't there, didn't come down to the birthing room, and I had to deliver the middle one. Fortunately, there was no complications. The first one was taken by forceps. I'm glad he was there, and the second one was another problem with meconium stain, so on. So I was glad he was there, but I mentioned this to him the other a while back about his buddy not showing up for this, and he said, "You didn't really pay him, did you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I guess I did. You know, I probably shouldn't have." But at any rate, that's water over the dam. I'm not here to tell you that. All of you folks in this room are more or less activists. You're really involved in this city. There's certainly, I don't need to tell you anything. You know the controversies. You know the challenges we face. We've made great strides. We have many, many, many challenges in the future. I'm anxious to take that job on, and I think the rest of the council is as well. I'm looking forward to Brian Treese's leadership in terms of the mayoral leadership in this council. I think the great things are continuing to be ahead. We have achieved amazing things in this town. The mayor alluded to some of these things, lots of the achievements and awards and the budgets and all the rest of that stuff. We also have tremendous challenges. But I think the team that we have in place is one that is up to the challenges. I certainly am looking up to the challenges. And I welcome all of you to this gathering, and all of you to continue to come to all of the city council meetings and continue your activism as well. Thank you all. I can't express my appreciation enough. Thank you.
I am honored and humbled to accept this oath and with it the responsibility that comes with this mantle. You know, the city of Columbia was built on the foundation of those like General Richard and Ann Hawkins Gentry, a military hero who came back and started in 1837 the first female academy here so that his daughters and their friends could have the same educational opportunities that boys in this community did. That businessmen and elected officials like James S. Rollins and Hiram Phillips, who donated land and money to secure the University of Missouri in Columbia. Entrepreneurs like Annie Fisher, a cook born to slaves, who became known worldwide for her beaten biscuits and country ham and became one of the wealthiest women in Boone County. Or ragtime pianist Blind Boone, who challenged disability and racism to be known across the country for his creative genius. And while 2 weeks ago voters in Columbia elected a new generation of leadership with new ideas for innovation, I think back to those prior generations and their contributions to our community. And along with it, the obligation to create and sustain an environment that fosters those same entrepreneurs and celebrates diversity and differences and allow everyone the opportunity to succeed and grow in the city of Columbia. I've worked with elected officials the last 25 years. And I hope the lessons I have learned create the model of leadership and stewardship that you expect and deserve. To be responsive when you have a question or a concern or an idea, to be respectful, even though I may disagree with your opinion, and to be fair, and that even though you may not have got the decision you wanted or won the debate or got the vote that you hoped for, that you know the process was fair and open and transparent. And as elected officials and our staff, the simple lesson of say what you mean what you say, and then go do it. I look forward to working with each of the leaders our community has chosen to represent them in this community and on this city council. You know, the four compass points that I campaigned on will be my goals for the next 3 years: protecting our neighborhoods, investing in public safety, improving our infrastructure, and making Columbia as open, honest, and transparent city that we all know it can be. And I am committed to make Columbia a place where difference and diversity is celebrated, to make sure our city works for all of us. I want to personally acknowledge Mayor McDavid for his contribution of time and energy in this position, and especially to Suzanne McDavid. Thank you for sharing your husband with our community. And to our professional city staff and volunteer members of boards and commissions, many of whom are in the audience today, you dedicate countless hours to the operation of our city. And I am amazed by the decades of experience. It is truly inspiring, the contribution you make to our city and the operation of our government. I want to say my final thank you to my family, both my parents, who are here today, and for the values and ethics of hard work you have taught me. You poured your entire life into making my life and my two brothers' life much better than the generations that preceded us. And to my wife, Mary, and our son, Price, and your family, for your guidance and advice and continuous support and positive encouragement. Thank you. And to every resident of Columbia, I thank you for your confidence in my qualifications and your faith in my ideas for new leadership. It is a great privilege to serve you, and I thank you. And now, as my first official act as mayor, I would like to nominate Clyde Ruffin to be our mayor pro tem for the upcoming year. Our city has a lot of challenges right now, including changes to our downtown and changes in the First Ward, and I can think of no other better partner to be beside me as we guide this city forward than your steady leadership and your steady guidance. May I have a second,
please? I would second that.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Very good. So far, so good.
It gets more difficult.
You are not recognized. It is also tradition at this meeting that the mayor initiate a discussion about an appointment to the New Century Fund. That is our not-for-profit board that meets occasionally, and I intend to follow in Mayor McDavid and Mayor Hindman's footsteps as a member of that board without objection. Seeing no objection. Are there any other items the council would like to consider? And it is my privilege to invite you all to join us in the committee rooms A and B next door for a short reception. And we look forward to visiting with each of you there, and I thank you for being with us this evening.
Well, congratulations to you.